This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. A jury has found two top former employees of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie guilty of 9 counts of conspiracy, wire fraud, and civil rights violations in the Bridgegate case. Former Deputy Chief of Staff Bridget Ann Kelly and the Port Authority's former Deputy Director Bill Baroni were found guilty on all counts for shutting down access lanes to the George Washington Bridge to boost Christie's political fortunes. The verdict casts a pall over Christie's tenure as governor. WNYC's Andrea Bernstein and Matt Katz report.
At 11 a.m., we shuffled into the courtroom. Bridget Kelly, one of the defendants, flashed me a pained smile as we waited for the jury to arrive with the verdict. The foreman read it out on a cordless microphone. On the first count of conspiracy to obtain by fraud and intentionally misapply government property, guilty for Kelly, guilty for her co-defendant, Bill Baroni. And so it went, all 9 counts. Guilty, guilty, guilty. By the 6th count, Bridget Kelly's face collapsed. She began to silently cry. Baroni, though, had the opposite reaction. He smiled widely and turned to the sketch artist. He said, "Now that this is over, I can tell you I don't have a double chin. I worked really hard to lose that." Then, Baroni walked over to Kelly, and they hugged.
Outside the courthouse, a red-eyed Kelly, the author of the infamous email, "Time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee," pursed her lips and stood silently by as her attorney, Michael Critchley, vowed to appeal.
"Well, I said at the time of my opening and my summation that I felt she was a scapegoat, and I feel now she's a scapegoat."
Critchley had laid out a case that Kelly kept her superiors, including Christie himself, fully apprised of what she thought was a traffic study, and that when the criticism got hot, her higher-ups laid the blame on her. But the jury rejected her explanation, and Kelly, a single mother of 4 teenagers and her co-defendant Baroni, faced 20 years in prison on the most serious counts. Baroni's attorney, Mike Baldessari, expressed outrage.
"This case was and is a disgrace. Mr. Baroni has a brief statement to make. Thank you."
"Thank you, everyone. I am innocent of these charges, and I am very, very looking forward to this appeal."
Baroni's lawyer lashed out at the prosecution team for charging his client, but letting his higher-ups off the hook, even though evidence at trial presented by the prosecution showed Christie and the former chairman of the Port Authority, David Sampson, knew about the closures and scrambled to cover up their true purpose. Baldessari said the prosecution should be ashamed.
"They should have had belief in their own case to charge powerful people, and they did not."
For his part, U.S. Attorney Paul Fishman said he believes he made the right judgment about who could be found guilty beyond a reasonable doubt.
"The idea that we should be ashamed, quite the contrary, although I take no pleasure in this verdict and no pleasure in having had to go through this process. I am enormously proud."
Fishman spoke to reporters as the wind rushed through the Greystone Plaza in front of the Newark Federal Courthouse, where U.S. Attorney Christie once prosecuted political corruption. While Fishman was speaking, Governor Christie issued a statement. He denied any knowledge, once again, of the scheme, despite the testimony of the prosecution's star witness, David Wildstein, who said he told Christie about the closures while they were happening and that Christie had laughed. Fishman said yes, he believed that part of Wildstein's testimony, too.
"When we put witnesses on the stand, we don't ask people to testify about things when we think they might not be true."
When talking about the indictments in the case, Fishman seemed to speak in the past tense. But when pressed about whether there could be further action, he said he wasn't ruling anything out or in.
Meanwhile, Christie, whose presidential bid was the backdrop for the entire Bridgegate affair, is in New Hampshire and Pennsylvania this weekend, campaigning for Donald Trump. Christie has been a loyal Trump soldier, starting a chant at the Republican convention, "Guilty or not guilty," referring to Hillary Clinton. But with these two convictions, that question has now been answered for Christie's own appointees, guilty of federal crimes. For WNYC, I'm Matt Katz.
And I'm Andrea Bernstein.